topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
6:58 on 960 The Quake. Coming up after our Quake News Team special, Backyard Vacations at 7 o'clock. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Let's say good morning to Mrs. Will Durst and Willie Brown at the Hotel Vitale.
Hi, I've guys. Never been a misser before.
Is that how you say it?
Masseuse.
I thought you were, kind of insulting us, but... Because I didn't know what you meant.
Missers. Because we miss.
Well, what John can we expect today on today's great show?
It is a
I'm
tough
sure
day.
He's good.
Yes, I'm sure he's all right. It's going to be a tough day simply because the mess in the Middle East is getting messier, Will. And I...
Condoleezza Rice is in Rome. She's going to take care of everything.
Yeah, but that's not the Middle East. She's over there shopping. She's at Prada.
Isn't it? Why would they have it in Rome?
Well...
Why don't you have it in Damascus or something?
You really
do. Yeah, I know.
But today, who else is on the show, Will?
It's a great show. We have the author of the book... Whose Freedom? George Lakoff is going to be with us.
He's a professor at the University of California who considers himself a linguist.
Yes.
A distinguished linguist. Who else?
Trying to help the Democrats reframe the issues like the Republicans did. We also have, of course, Jeff Kuhner from Insight Magazine joining us.
A man who I'm sure can roll it out in view of the fact that Bush is there with the man who heads Iraq, and Bush is now talking about more troops to Iraq.
Well, he's talking about removing, changing different guys from the coming in the bank.
He should have you as his spokesperson.
Because yes. I have it crystal clear. And also Randy Rhodes is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
As always, she goes from 4 to 8 right here
on 960
The Quake.
And you guys go from 7
to
10.
So we got a great show, John Scott.
All right, very good.
And we hope, John, that at some point you'll start listening. It should be a great, great day.
I believe I'll keep listening, Willie. Thank you, sir. That's a Progressive News Hour for this day. It's produced by Alan Roberts. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at QuakeRadio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. Bay Area Backyard Escapes. Some unique locations local residents can visit to make you feel like you're getting away in your own backyard.
27 miles outside the Golden Gate, a group of rocks you can see on a clear day. It's actually a national marine sanctuary that takes up about 211 acres. The Farallons are home to the largest seabird colony in the U.S. outside of Alaska and Hawaii. Only a handful of humans have ever set foot on the islands. Izzy Shapanyak, a marine biologist with the Oceanic Society, is one of them.
You can both see, hear, and smell the islands. You can have a total sensory experience.
And what is the smell?
It's pretty much guano. It's bird poop.
The summer and fall are busy times at the Farallon Islands when whales, dolphins, seals, and seabirds make their way to the Farallons. And the motto for this party is feed and breed.
Approximately 300,000 birds that come to the islands to breed. Most of them, or more than half of them, being common MERS. There are 12 different species that are known to breed regularly.
There's also a resurgence of fur seals on the Farallons.
In recent years, fur seals, northern fur seals, have come back onto the islands. At one time, they numbered in the hundreds of thousands, and now there's two small sites where fur seals are breeding.
Why do the creatures like the Farallons? According to the Oceanic Society's naturalist Izzy Shapanyak, it's because of something called upwelling.
When surface waters get pushed offshore by the winds coming from the land, and it brings colder, nutrient-rich water from the bottom.
The Oceanic Society leads cruises to the Farallones from the Marina Green in San Francisco on weekends and some weekdays when the waters and winds cooperate through November. Head to oceanicsociety.org.
Listen all week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. to Bay Area Backyard Escapes on 960 The Quake. And check out our website where you can share some of your best Bay Area backyard vacation stories at quakeradio.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Time for Quake traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Caltrans. Got a couple of problems in Walnut Creek. First one is there was a three-car crash that has now been cleared from the road. That's 680 southbound before North Main. No sooner does that get cleared out, new crash after the Treat exit. It's a utility truck, and it's in the left lane. Livermore stall, 580 westbound before Airway. Probably in the second lane from the left. Vallejo, semi, car, crash, 37 westbound after the Columbus Parkway off-ramp. It's in the right lane at the moment. And in Novato on 101 southbound after Alameda Del Prado, four-car crash. And luckily, that's out of the lanes now and sitting in the center divide. Meter and lights on at the Bay Bridge, Toll Plaza. The San Mateo coastline is easy to reach via Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. Visit the harbor and beaches. Take a break and take advantage of the ships, lodging, and restaurants all open for service on the San Mateo County Coast. Paradise, just a short drive away. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on the Bay Area's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are live here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street at Hotel Vitale, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're here today on Wednesday, July 26th. It is 7:06 a.m. It's 54 minutes before 8 and 174 minutes before 10.
And just before you go to work, pick up the telephone. If you're inclined to do so, give us a call. The number is 866-960-5753. That's Quake. And you can talk about anything you want to talk about on this station. We, of course, are going to talk about who we are, what we do, and what we're about. And I just received my infusion of assistance for performance enhancement.
It's called
your performance-enhancing drug has arrived.
It is here, and it is in good shape, and with a man wearing a tie, I am very impressed.
Nice suit.
Speaking of enhancements, did you may have not noticed this, but there's just a little bitty blurb where, in the world of professional athletics, the agencies announced then, just a minute, you can no longer sleep in a tent. That is like a space tent. And in these space tents, apparently your blood moves around in such a way that you grow more red cells than you do any other. If you're an athlete, that is a tremendous assistance.
A space tent?
Yeah, space tent. And in that space tent, athletes sleep in there overnight, and apparently with some regularity, it causes an expansion of their red blood cells. And that gives them an opportunity, obviously, for more oxygen. And the results are that it enhances their performance. And so now all of a sudden, we're not talking about steroids anymore. We're talking about where you sleep. I don't...
How soon before Sleep Train jumps on this?
And starts selling the tents? You know, can you imagine what a real player, and I don't mean a ball player, could do? I'm thinking,
you
how
need
is
oxygen
it
in your blood?
I didn't know about this. My. All this time, I've been struggling with just straight steroids.
It's environmental.
Yeah, I could very... Oh, obviously,
I don't see how they can make that illegal.
Well, I'm telling you, that little news shot was there, and I'm going to follow it up in detail and deliver some word about it. Maybe somebody out there knows about this tent, and they might call up and give us a word.
866-960-5753.
And then, of course, Mr. Bush and his guest from Iraq, who will be speaking to the Congress today. The guests in our segment yesterday, we talked about the guests with a laundry list. We said
Mr. Al-Maliki.
That's right. He was going to be shopping like he was at Walmart in America. Well, obviously, there were some things that he requested, and one of them was more troops. And what does Bush do? He immediately say, okay, now you were trying to explain...
The redirecting troops.
You sounded like Bush.
Yeah, the redirecting troops.
No, there are no new troops. I'm just I'm moving them around. What do you mean you're moving them around?
But Bush did say something yesterday that he had intimated earlier that there might be a withdrawal of troops, and he totally negated that yesterday.
Totally. I'm telling you, there will be more troops, and that's why Democrats can't get a handle on what Bush is really doing. We better really talk to this professor today and get him to tell us, how do you interpret the language of a person who means almost nothing when he speaks?
Says one thing, and then he says another thing, directly opposing what he said.
Oh, but I'd better be nice, because I'm going to be in the White House tomorrow
morning. That's right, you are.
At 9 o'clock. They called me late last night and said that if the weather holds as it presently is, we may do it on the South Lawn.
How lovely.
Yes, and they said that we will email to you new directions. And I said, you will not. And they said, what do you mean? I said, I am not on your email list. I don't. Well, how are we going to get this to you? You're never going to get me.
Phone call.
That's right.
Remember that old technology.
Give me that old technology. Yeah, I want one of those telephone calls. Not that you punch. I want one that you put your finger in and it spins backwards. But it was fun getting the call.
The mayor has been invited to the signing of the Voter Rights Act, which has been extended for 25 years after a little bit of opposition from some southern states, such as Georgia, and I believe Mississippi and Alabama. And I think Florida was involved in that, the politicians there. But the mayor has been invited, and it's going to be the cream of the crop. I can't believe all these people are going to show up. You got of course, Mr. Jackson is going to be there, yes?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, wait a minute. This is a photo opportunity.
Yeah. The most dangerous place in America is between Jesse Jackson and a camera.
Camera. Yes, it's going to be star-studded America from an African-American's public figure standpoint, I'm certain. I'm sure that members of the Black Caucus would be extending an invitation. I would guess that when I mentioned it last night to somebody, they said, "You mean you're actually going to show up?"
Damn straight.
Are you kidding me? This is history. You know, this is like Lincoln signing the deal. I'm going.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who's signing it.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I've been there with Lincoln. If I'd been hanging there with Lincoln, say, "Hey, Abe."
Yo, Abe.
Yo, Abe, what do you intend to put at the bottom about what you're not going to enforce?
Yeah, it'd be interesting if he asked the president if he's going to have a little post-it note, a signing statement on
this
one.
I'm going to make sure Bush doesn't do it. That's my
role.
That's what I told the guy last night. I said, "Listen, he's going to sign it. He's going to sign it uninterrupted with no addendums, nothing. He's just going to sign it, and I'm going to be there to make sure. Because the minute he signs, I'm going to grab his hand."
No, that's enough. I bet you Maxine Waters is going to be there.
Maxine will probably be there. I'm
Which
sure
is interesting because she's the head of the out of Iraq caucus.
She may have a chance. She may have a chance to invite him to Camp Casey when he goes down to Texas in late August. And our friend Cindy Sheehan is going to reopen Camp Casey. She said nearby, obviously with permission and probably with better accommodations. And my guess is Maxine Waters will be dropping in to visit with her at Camp Casey. But yes, I'll be jetting out of here for the purpose. But I'll be
later
back.
This afternoon.
I'll be back. That is correct.
You'll be back on Friday.
I'll be back here on Friday.
You are going to call us tomorrow, though.
You would like to have me call to let you know that I'm okay.
Damn straight. Yeah, yes, that you're not incarcerated. Call if you need bail money. Security.
No, I got news for you. I'm not calling you guys. I'm calling my bail bondsman. I'm calling Barish.
Don't perish in jail.
That's right. Call Barish.
For bail. No, but you do have to check in. You do have to check in.
Oh, no. I will call you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, you know, I get a chance to shake Mr. Bush's hands as soon as I do. I say, "Listen, do you mind talking about this?" Do you mind talking?
I'm on the radio right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say I'm on the radio. Hey, you mind talking to my mother? She will say hello to you.
Hello, George.
Yeah. And you said, "Oh, yes, we're from San Francisco, and we do it that way." But I'm telling you, if I do get there, I'm going to have my little cell phone. I'm going to say, Hey, George. It should be fun.
While we have you today, we have a great show. Coming up this hour, in the next segment, we have Jeffrey Kuhner from Washington Times, the Insight Magazine portion, which is totally different. Washington Times, of course, is a little to the right of Pol Pot, but Insight Magazine is an investigative journalist unit of it, and Jeffrey Kuhner, he may be involved in a conservative publication, but he has some great insights, hence the name Insight Magazine. He's going to join us in the next segment. And in the 8 o'clock hour, we have George Lakoff, the Democratic wunderkind, whose linguistic abilities to reframe subjects hopefully might be the answer to the Republicans. We have Randy Rhodes also in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, Mark Bischke from the Bay Guardian. Going to talk about the best of the Bay Area.
And in between, we'd like to hear your voice. We'd like to have you call us.
Yes, this show is nothing without you. We are the Bay Area. You are the Bay Area. So make sure you keep us on your speed dial. That phone number is 866-960-KQKE.
And there's a little bit of a flack going on over in Oakland over that Dunn Perotta anti-violence conference that was called, apparently. It was more interesting as to who was excluded.
Who was not there.
And so we'd love to hear from Larry Reed, the councilman whose district in which most of these homicides have in fact occurred, and who is really ticked off. He's not going to call Don Perotta and says, "Why did you invite me?" Well, Mr. Reed, call us and tell us what you think the plan really should be.
So we're accepting your calls. We're accepting Mr. Reed's calls. But right now, let's go back to the newsroom. We have John Scott waiting there with all the latest. John?
Good morning, guys. 7:16 on 960 The Quake. Yesterday, the 10th record consecutive day of heat. Forecasters thought, we all did, it was going to be over yesterday, but no. 109 in Livermore, 102 in a couple of Marin locations. Today, we hope and think it's over. And we should see temperatures about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. PG&E's got the number of outages down to about 6,800. Most of them are in the South Bay, but some scattered outages in northern Alameda County and part of Contra Costa County. PG&E says if your power's been out more than 48 hours, they're going to send you a check for $25. If you had power, no power for 3 days, $50. And if you've suffered longer than that, you get $100. You don't have to do anything. PG&E will mail the check automatically to you. The bad news, if you lost food or other perishables because of the outage, the chances are slim that you're going to be reimbursed from PG&E. We'll check more headlines on the quarter hour all morning on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth, with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Home of Will Durst and Willie Brown, 960 The Quake.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things.
Giving you the truth at the speed of sound here on 960 The Quake. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and there's gray morning here, at least in San Francisco, but the fog is burning off. Wednesday, July 26th already. And on the phone, and a regularly scheduled Wednesday visit, we have Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Magazine. Oh, we don't. Well, there you go. We don't have them.
You know, you talked about the gray day. Can you check out what's happening in the rest of the state of California and here in San Francisco? The natural air condition, which you described, has been turned on.
And it's such a relief. I know people who have spent time just bursting into flames in other parts of the city. Oh, my God. Talking about 110, 120, sleeping outdoors. Jeffrey, are you there? What's it like in D.C.?
Oh, it's really nice here. It's beautiful.
Ah, so it has
nice
cooled down.
Warm.
Excellent.
Well, I would think that it would be comfortable enough for Ms. Rice to come to D.C., but according to your statement and your comments, she may not be as welcome as she formerly was. What's going on?
Yeah, that's our cover story for this week. It's getting huge play in the media. What we've been hearing now, actually, it's been a couple of weeks, and the criticism of Rice has been building. And essentially what it is that you have a lot of leading neoconservatives led by Newt Gingrich, Richard Perle, and others actually very close to Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. Some people close to John Bolton as well, the U.N. ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., who basically have been telling the president over and over again that they feel that Condi Rice is in over her head as Secretary of State. In fact, what I've been hearing over by the last month, I mean, when you go to conservative circles here in Washington, that's all everybody talks about. A lot of these sort of neoconservative hawks are very upset and angry at Rice. They feel that she has basically bought the State Department establishment's line on Iran and North Korea to focus primarily on diplomacy, and they feel that this is very much damaging the United States, American interests in the Middle East, and its image and reputation around the world. And in particular, what they're very angry at is they feel that Rice has been cautioning Bush to, in some way, try to reach some kind of a modus vivendi with both North Korea and Iran, to pursue the diplomacy track. And they very much feel that this is a huge mistake at this moment. Gingrich in particular has been very articulate on this point, according to his supporters, that we're in World War III and that what the United States needs to do now is to strike out at its enemies, in particular in Kim Jong-il's regime in North Korea, and to really stand up to Ahmadinejad in Iran. And so what they're basically saying is that they believe that Condi Rice doesn't fully understand the dynamics in the Middle East, that she's too much of a dove, that she's too beholden to the State Department, and they feel that it's time for her to go. And what they're basically saying is they'd like to see Bush transfer her to an advisory role. So you're seeing a huge internal split within the administration right now.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com. You can see him in his investigative reporting there, or you can listen to us every Wednesday here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
And Jeffrey, these are really troubling words you've just uttered from the story, from the cover story. This is the very first time since Colin Powell left that there appears to be any disharmony at the top of the Bush administration on foreign policy. Does it go beyond just Ms. Rice?
Oh, it does. It does, Willie. This thing has been building now for a while. What we're hearing is as follows. A lot of people, especially close to the vice president's office, I just want to be careful because I don't want to give away my sources here, but people very close to the vice president's office have been telling us that when Condi Rice first came on board in Bush's second term as Secretary of State, they felt very much that she would be an improvement over Colin Powell. Powell was literally hated by the conservatives around Bush. Powell secretly, behind the scenes, opposed the war in Iraq. He argued against it. He thought it was going to be a huge mistake. He thought it was going to unleash a Pandora's box of sectarian fighting and civil war, pretty much what we have now. And as he told Bush, basically he compared Iraq to buying a vase. Once you buy it and you break it, it's yours.
Right, the Pottery Barn theory.
That's right, that's right. And so they felt that Powell wasn't loyal, that the way they couched it was that Powell wasn't loyal to the president, and that they felt that secretly he, along with a lot of his allies in the State Department, were trying to sabotage the Iraq war effort from within and never gave it the kind of support that it needed. So when Condi Rice first came on board, they felt, well, here you have somebody who's loyal to the president, who is going to rein in the State Department and the CIA, the intelligence officials within the American government, and people are going to start coming on board and really support this war 110%. Well, to their amazement, Condi Rice hasn't been the kind of hawk that they thought she was going to be. In fact, they think that, in their view, they're convinced that she's been co-opted by the State Department, the guy that they really hate is a guy called Nicholas Burns, who they're sort of portraying as the grand puppet master, and he's sort of the undersecretary of state. He is a Clinton appointee, from everything that I've gathered, a very bright guy, worked his way up the State Department ladder. I mean, a diplomat, obviously, but a very brainy guy. But they are convinced, in fact, what they keep saying in private to me, the term that they use is, well, this is Kerry. You know, we didn't elect Kerry, we elected Bush. And Burns is really a Kerry guy, and he is trying to push forth a foreign policy that Kerry would support, namely diplomacy first and military intervention last, you know, the last option on the table.
So they're
very angry, and so this extends, I mean, really what you're seeing now is you're looking at people turning on Burns, they're turning on Condi Rice. And to some degree, they're very dismayed at the president. They feel that the president, they think the president has changed. They think the president came out with this very bold democracy initiative to sort of transform the Middle East, Iraq being the centerpiece. But they want to take out Iran, they want to neutralize Syria. And so what we're hearing is that they feel that Bush, in many ways, has now thrown his lot in with Condi Rice, and they think it's going to blow up in the president's face over the next couple months.
They sound like conservative Cossacks.
Yeah, I mean, they're eating their own now. I mean, that's the thing that I find very interesting, is now they're starting to turn on one another. I mean, Richard Perle came out with an op-ed piece in the Washington Post about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, where he publicly just ripped Condi Rice's political hide off. I mean, she's been co-opted by the State Department. She's abandoning everything we stood for. So their argument is essentially as follows. They are convinced that the way to peace in the Middle East is to smash the regime in Tehran, to smash the regime in Damascus, and to really throw in a lot of American troops into Iraq. And they figure in the end that will lead to sort of lasting stability. Rice's argument has been the exact opposite, which is if you go after Iran in a military way, you are going to unleash a huge regional war where the United States is just not prepared to fight because it's bogged down in Iraq. So, and what we're hearing is as well is this Israeli-Lebanese conflict has also really been the trigger, because apparently Rice in private has been calling up Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and urging him to use restraint, telling him not to sort of to be very careful in terms of civilian, what's called collateral damage. I don't like that term, but in other words, to be careful of damage to civilians, damage to infrastructure, to be proportionate in their response. They feel that was a betrayal of Israel. A lot of these hawks feel that that she's trying to put sort of chains on the Israeli military at a time where they feel it needs a free hand. And what we're hearing is apparently Olmert basically told Condi Rice to get lost on the telephone.
Jeffrey, you know, this we look like this is a path to World War III, and particularly when Israel today, apparently an inadvertent missile blew up the UN peacekeeper facility and killed four, and Kofi Annan now is saying unilateral withdrawal, apparently. So it's getting very complicated.
It is. It's getting very complicated. You know, to be fair to Condi Rice, she inherited a mess. I mean, I think there's no arguing that point when she came on board as Secretary of State. She's very loyal to the president. She's trying to basically manage the Middle East. It's getting worse and worse. She's feeling a lot of pressure from the international community. The Europeans in particular, and obviously the Arab governments, feel that the United States has not been even-handed, that it's way too pro-Israel, that it needs to urge more restraint on Israel, really put some pressure on Israel to rein in its response. And you have conservatives around Bush who feel that Condi Rice has been way too soft and hasn't been supportive enough.
Jeffrey, you're always illuminating, and thank you for joining us here.
We hear you're going on vacation.
Yeah, we are. We're going next week. Actually, it's my 10-year anniversary to my wife.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, buddy.
We're going to miss the clarity of your voice and your thought patterns. Hurry back.
Thanks. I can't wait to see you guys when I get back.
All right. Great vacation. Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com. Coming up, we have your phone calls at 866-960-5753. And then, coming and joining us will be George Lakoff in the next hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake, and let's see what's new.
7:31 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. We'll check this morning's headlines after traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by Smythe European. Here's what's going on. 242 southbound outside of Concord, right past the Concord Avenue off-ramp. Truck and a motorcycle blocking the two left lanes. Novato 101 southbound, Ignacio Boulevard off-ramp. It's a solo crash, now on the shoulder, but it's facing the wrong way. You stop and go from 37 past that. San Francisco on the Skyway. Just before you get to the lower deck, garbage truck is blocking the right lane. Pretty crowded up there. Car stalled in the left lane on 580 eastbound before the 980-24 interchange. Smythe European, known as the Mercedes-Benz people. Why? Because, like the cars they sell, Smythe European's people deliver beyond your expectations. Smythe European, the Mercedes-Benz people. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32, sunny and seasonal today. Beaches, sea highs in the 50s, 70s and 80s Bayside and the upper 90s inland. A new poll is showing that President Bush's approval rating among Californians is low, and it's still near the all-time low hit less than 2 months ago. New field polls out today. 32% is what Bush has in his job performance, compared to the 28% approval he got in May. The lowest rating any president has received in the state in 30 years. 61% said they disapprove of the job he's doing. 7% had no opinion. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is going to offer 40-year mortgages now, adding to the long list of creative loan products on the market to try and help Bay Area folks get that house here in Paradise. The primary advantage, you get a smaller monthly payment, and you don't have the risks associated with interest-only loans, but a 40-year term reduces your monthly payments and makes you pay 10 more years of interest. There is an up and downside. Governor Schwarzenegger is signing an executive order today that bars insurance companies and health care providers from billing patients when they have a dispute over their medical expenses. Currently, patients are often held responsible for expenses, those common out-of-network costs that sometimes can reach thousands of dollars. Internet chatter from the blogs this morning. There's little question that Latinos are a critical swing vote in the governor's race this year. Latinos were key to Governor Schwarzenegger's victory in the recall election. 32% supported him. Political experts all agree that he will need at least that percentage to win in November. Here's what else came out of today's field poll. They are dissatisfied with the governor at the moment. He has a 22% Latino support rating, making their support for Phil Angelides by far the highest of any other subgroup for him at 58%. More and more in California, Latinos are turning away from the Republican Party and its conservative ideology. In California, this is evident in the fact that Latinos make up a disproportionate share of the uninsured and those that work in low-wage jobs. You can read this blog now at CaliforniaProgressReport.com. You can call Will and Willie anytime at 866-960-KQKE. Email them from the Contact Us page at our website, quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness.
But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Take a vacation in your own backyard, and we're going to help. All week long, listen to Bay Area Backyard Escapes, a special news department series highlighting some of the unique locations the Bay Area residents can get away to, and we want to hear from you. Log on to our website, quakeradio.com, and share your best backyard vacation stories with us. The winning entry will get an all-expenses-paid cruise for four on board a Hornblower yacht.
The view from the left. For people like us, 960 The Quake.
From San Francisco, the home of the Pyramid Building, what other city to provide ring toss for aliens? You are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. And we want you to share your opinions with us. Go to quakeradio.com. Take the poll of the day. Our friends at Vizu, the online polling experts, will run the numbers. We'll let you know all about how it adds up at 9:35 each morning. And keeping it real with Will and Willie. Nothing to fill out, no subscriptions or sign up. We just want your opinion at quakeradio.com. And we want your opinion here on the air, too, 866-960-5753. What I want to know is, we were talking before the news to Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Mag, and he's talking about the conservative split on the State Department. That's weird. They're starting to eat it their own, as he said.
Except that he referenced the fact that the most influential person apparently in the State Department is a holdover from the Clinton administration, Mr. Burns. Yes, and he says he's clearly a brilliant man. He clearly has a better handle on history than probably any of his contemporaries, and he probably is more rational than most other persons in there. So why wouldn't Condi Rice check him out?
And he cast his Svengali gaze upon poor Ms. Rice, vulnerable.
And I love the reference to the fact that he says, and now they're beginning to doubt Bush. They're beginning to doubt Bush because he, he put himself in a position where he's listening to somebody who's rational.
Oh, my God, he's listening to somebody.
I think this book has been written before. I think there will be occasions when the second in command, like the vice president and his cohorts, begin to have some question about whether or not the head of state was in fact still playing with the full deck from their perspective. And they started to plan and to plot on how best to redirect that person. In a democracy, obviously, that is a possibility, and that could happen. I suspect that there are people out there in Radio Land who have read this script before, who have seen this book in some fashion, and who may have analyzed it. And based on what Jeffrey said, and based upon the steps that appear to be taken, particularly with reference to the Middle East, it may well be worth calling 866-960-5753, and let's have a little bit of a discussion about it.
We actually have a guy on the line right now. Gavin in San Francisco, you're on the air with Will and Willie.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Just for the record, this is not the mayor. It's a different Gavin.
Oh, rats.
Right.
The mayor claims he's the only Gavin.
Well, that's what I used to think till he showed up. One thing that I find so troubling and missing from the debate here about what's going on in Lebanon and Israel and Palestine is just the overall context. All the discussions put these situations in sort of micro situations about, you know, missile attacks from Gaza and Israel. But why isn't anyone talking about just the basic situation of the occupation, four decades of foreign military occupation? It's almost as if, and I just wonder if, you know, if Iraq had gone into Kuwait or went into Kuwait and was not removed, and then decades later, with problems going on in Kuwait, we would be having a discussion about Iraq has a right to defend itself, Iraq has a right to go in and remove the terrorists from inside Kuwait. I mean, I would like to hear a discussion basically on the occupation, but also just sort of address the similar situation or the similar hypothetical situation of, you know, Iraq staying in Kuwait for one, two, three, four decades.
And Gavin, I'm not sure I understand what you mean by the occupation. Who is occupying what?
Israel is occupying the West Bank, land that they don't have a right to. Every piece of international law out there has stated that they do not belong there. It is not their land. They should go.
When did they take the West Bank? Didn't they take it after they were attacked? Isn't that the spoils of war? Hasn't that been, you know, accepted?
The spoils of war concept used to be good 100 years ago in colonialist times, and there's a couple aspects to that also. And that,
what about World War II?
Recent documentation coming up is showing that.
Gavin, what about World War II? Weren't there spoils of war taken there?
Do you really agree with the spoils of war concept? And why couldn't Iraq take Kuwait? Why couldn't they hold it?
I think when a country attacks you and it's on your border, I think by securing that border, all you're doing is preempting another war. I think it's incumbent upon them to make sure that it's safe.
I find it fascinating that even the Israeli leaders and the Israeli ambassador to U.S. never hold that line because they know it's even less tenable than the line they're holding right now. You will not find Israeli leaders out there saying spoils of war. They will be saying...
Well, they probably have a different, better phrase for it. I'm sure they do.
Not a better phrase. Well, the underlying phrase is land given to them. God. But there's also some interesting documentation in the last 10 years or so. There's from high Israeli leaders in that time, from the 60s, have shown that, have documented that they, in a way, instigated the war of the 68 war, 67, 68 war, which is also, I think, kind of irrelevant. At this point, we did not keep, after World War II, we did not keep Germany, we did not keep Japan. Times have changed in the last 100, 200 years. From these
well, some of us are of the opinion that maybe we should have.
Russia did.
Because then it just maintains. I mean, I think we'd be in a much better situation now if Israel were not holding Palestine. And I think we'd be in a brutal situation now if we were trying to hold the spoils of war of Germany and Japan and such.
Well, but you make the decisions, and speaking of that, you make the decisions after war on the territory that you acquired based upon your own security and your own safety and your own long-term interests. And when you talk about Iraq going into Kuwait, the U.S. couldn't handle Iraq going into Kuwait. That was threatening the energy supply that comes to America that makes this nation and fuels the engine. So there are not parallels as between the West Bank and Kuwait.
There are a lot of parallels, and it's interesting that you won't even hold a parallel line of reasoning. In one instance, it's spoils of war, but in the other instance, it's like, well, spoils of war, but our interests are higher. So I think the overriding thing here is...
Did I miss something? Did Kuwait invade Iraq?
Spoils of war.
No. Thanks for calling us, Gavin. Thanks so much.
It's a good thing you didn't give out your last name, Gavin.
We have Paul in Sonoma on the line. He's been holding for a while. Paul, what do you got going today?
Oh, hi, Will. Listen, I was at a fundraiser in Pacific Heights for a guy named Charlie Brown who's running against John Doolittle in the fourth. And I can tell you, he's one impressive guy. He's a retired lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. His son is on his third tour in Iraq, and he is giving Doolittle a run. And I think he articulates the progressive message in a very grounded way. And I think it would be good for you guys to have him on your show, at least by phone.
It's an excellent suggestion. Thank
Let him
you,
call. Man. Let yeah. him call. I know Charlie Brown. I know who he is, and I agree with you. He does make his case and states his case very, very well. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you something. Were I Joe Lieberman, I would not want Charlie Brown on my case, because Charlie Brown would do a better job of articulating what's happening with the war than the current guy named Ned Lamont, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He's very impressive.
We're taking your calls here at 960 The Quake. Coming up, we have the Burst of Durst, but right now we have news headlines from the studio. John, what's the latest?
Here's what we got, guys. 747. Heat wave over. Looks like it. We should see more typical summer highs today around the Bay Area. 50s coastside, 70s and 80s around the Bay. Upper 90s inland. But that's still 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. There's a new field poll out. It shows that only 32% of Californians think President Bush is doing a good job. That's just up a little bit from the 28% approval he got in May, the lowest rating any president has ever had in the last three decades. The heaviest fighting of Israel's two-week offensive in Lebanon taking place today as Hezbollah workers tried to stop Israeli forces from capturing the town of Bin Jabal. Arab TV reports more than a dozen Israeli soldiers have been killed, but Israel isn't confirming that. The U.S. Olympic Committee is thinning the herd today. Someone's going to be out. Will it be Los Angeles, Philly, Chicago, Houston, or San Francisco? All these cities have been competing to be the host for the 2016 Summer Olympics. The USOC leaders say that they should expect by the end of the year to have a decision whether to try to bring the Olympics to this country in 2016. If so, they plan to select a city by March. More with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right up on 960 The Quake.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
amigo.
El Villazo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Zach, call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Villazo. Come on down to El Villazo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elvillazo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavia Designs at Scandinavian.com. Let's keep it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Well, previewing a speech to Congress today, Nouri al-Maliki said that Iraq needs more good guys and less bad guys. Neither does he want America to leave his country until his own government is able to protect the Iraqi people. So I figured, well, another 15 centuries ought about do it. Prior to coming to the U.S., al-Maliki expressed support for Hezbollah and received little less enthusiasm than a pack of rabid flatulent weasels set loose at a daycare center. And that he intimated that American troops should be held accountable to the Iraqi court for crimes committed over there. A proposal with the same chance of getting okayed by this White House as a proposal to make Tom DeLay name names and give up all the money he stole and give it back to the rightful owners with interest. White House officials pointed to al-Maliki's plea for amnesty for insurgents who kill Americans as a symbol of his independence and how he's definitely not one of their puppets. Any chance of it happening? Oh, no, of course not. Not at all. But he gets to say it. The Prime Minister changed his first name when he took office from Jawad to Nouri. Jawad was a Shiite pseudonym he used while under exile during Saddam's reign. But I'll tell you, after this visit, when he goes back, he may think changing it again. Perhaps to John Kerry. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Do you know, Will, that your burst of Durst should be immediately transmitted to all of the members of Congress, because they're debating among themselves whether or not they should, one, uninvite him, two, should they sit and listen if he does stay inside to make his presentation, or number three, should they walk out just as he walks in?
Some of these guys are ticked off.
They should be ticked off based on some of the things that you ran out there that he has in fact said when he talks about people that should be prosecuted, when he talks about people that should be given a pass for having done certain acts, i.e. insurgents, when he rants and raves about activities of American soldiers on the ground, but yet he's constantly asking for more troops. In one sense of the word, when he talks about his support for Hezbollah, I mean, this is an unusual individual. I don't know how George Bush actually invited him at this time to the White House.
He supported Hezbollah, well, especially speaking to Congress, but he supported Hezbollah and Dick Durbin of Illinois, a Democratic senator. He said that al-Maliki should condemn Hezbollah, the militant Shiite group, during his address, and people may ask, well, what right does the United States have to ask this of a prime minister of Iraq? Durbin says, well, I think we have the right based on the fact that we have given his country 2,567 American lives so that they can rule and govern. We paid a price tag of over $3 billion a week and a total of over $300 billion, a great sacrifice to America and its people.
Which means you bought the right to speak.
Yeah.
It seems to me.
Yeah, you get to ask him.
Well, you understand, though, that if he does any of what Senator Durbin is talking about, he is not going home. You are correct. He's going to go back to that name that he had. It is no longer going to be Maury. It's going to
be Jawad again.
That's right. It's going to be Jawad. And, I mean, it's going to be Jawad living in New Jersey. Not Jawad living in Baghdad. That's going to be absolutely unacceptable. So this guy, I can't imagine, had I been his political advisor, how I would have permitted him to make the trip to the USA.
Why now?
Thank you. I think things should have kind of crystallized in the Middle East and settled down in the Middle East, because anything he says that endears him to those of us in America, including the conservatives, he's going to make himself persona non grata in his own domain and among those whom he's trying to impress, like those who run Iraq and those who run all of the other strange operations in the Middle East. So this guy's on the horns of a dilemma.
Also, when you tell the American people that you want more troops in Baghdad, they don't realize that they're going to move the troops from other parts of Iraq. It sounds like you want more troops, that you need more troops, that Baghdad is not getting safer. As we have been told. Who was the congressman went over there, the Republican congressman from Minnesota? Was it Gildenecht or something like that?
That is correct.
He said that it's worse over there than we already think. Well, we already think it's pretty bad. How bad is worse than what we think?
He said that on Monday, and he said it is absolutely time to pull the troops out of this
and
conflict.
That's a Republican.
Conservative Republican. A war hawk, so to speak. And suddenly he's walking lockstep with John Murtha and that collection of people led by Maxine Waters, who says, let's get out of Iraq.
I wonder if the specter of November 8th has anything to do with this.
You mean his motivation?
I mean political expediency.
Well, I don't know. I think if you go over there and you absolutely see what's there, it's going to be hard for you to simply think of the elections when you respond. You see the mangled bodies.
Heartfelt and sincere.
I do believe that when someone has an overnight conversion of that nature, who is not in a district where he is being challenged, who is not part of the leadership, who has zero responsibility for electing other people, and who has no prospect for advancement, win, lose, or draw, he's probably being honest. He's keeping it real with Will and Willie.
As are we. We have a great hour coming up, 8 o'clock hour. The author and professor George Lakoff from the University of Berkeley is here. Randy Rhodes will be here later on. You are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Cisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Maria Boynton.
We want most urgently to end the violence on a basis that this time will be sustainable.
No deal on a Mideast ceasefire, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, among diplomats that met in Rome. The call is for the formation of an international force to help the Lebanese government exert its control over southern Lebanon. We go live now to Damascus, Syria, and our Lisa Goddard, who tells us efforts continue to get those that want to leave out of the region.
Maria, the last major American rescue ship is setting sail in the next few hours. Altogether now, about 14,000 U.S. citizens have been evacuated. A few hundred may be stuck in rural areas, and there could be more focused rescue attempts. But here in Syria, hundreds of thousands of Lebanese are waiting for any word on a possible end to the conflict. It's not coming, and now they fear they'll have to make tougher long-term decisions. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Damascus, Syria.
On Capitol Hill, members of Congress will hear from Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and they're curious as to what he'll say about the ongoing conflict raging between Hezbollah and Israel. Nonetheless, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says al-Maliki should be welcome.
He is the democratically elected leader of a sovereign country, and he has the right to think and to have the opinions that he would like to. He is our ally in the war on terror as it's being fought out in Iraq, and we need to continue to support him and support him aggressively.
17-year-old Zachariah Blanton's to be tried as an adult in an Indiana courtroom he's suspected in sniper incidents along two highways in the state in which one man was killed and another injured. According to Governor Mitch Daniels, the hard work of many makes Indianapolis a little more safe.
This is the kind of excellence that the citizens of Indiana have known in the past from our state police and our local law enforcement partners. And I'm here simply to say well done and thank you.
The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
So I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for two full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04. This report brought to us by Sleep Train. Here's what's happening. A SIG alert issued by CHP. 24 eastbound before Broadway. Headed up to Caldecott. A big rig stalled in the right lane. They only have two boards available. It's a mess through there. SIG alert. 242 southbound after Concord Ave. Truck and a motorcycle crash. We're blocking. They just cleared the roadway a little bit. But the signal is still in effect because it's almost stopped from Highway 4 up to that. Just a lot of stop and slows in a lot of other places. On the San Francisco Skyway by the jail, headed to the lower deck, garbage truck still blocking the right lane there. Hurry into Sleep Train today and you'll sleep free till 2008 on approved credit when you purchase any premium mattress set. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for up to 18 months. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. The Iraqi Prime Minister is about to address both houses of Congress in a couple of minutes. We'll have a soundbite or two for you. News on the quarter hour. Now keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Pimp slapping the smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of the truth. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie down in the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here at 960 The Quake, live at the Vitale Hotel. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
He is. And he's on his way to D.C. He's gonna diss us. He's going to just take right off. Going to go there for the signing of the Voting Rights Act tomorrow in the South Lawn of the White House.
And I hope Connie Rice shows up, because I got to tell her what some people think of her.
She gets back from Rhone with her new shoes.
Yes. She went to Prada to shop.
And our guest this hour is George Lakoff, the professor of linguistics at the University of Berkeley, whose previous book, Don't Think of an Elephant, Know Your Values and Frame the Debate, was a sea change in the progressive movement. And his new book is called Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
George, how are you?
Almost awake.
You guys know each other from way back, huh?
Yeah.
We've moved.
Right.
Framing. What exactly do you mean by framing? For the radio audience out there, when you talk about language, and you refer to framing, and you seem to think that the Republicans frame better than Democrats.
Well, yeah. Framing has to do with many things, particularly getting your ideas out there. Framing is about ideas. And what the Republicans have done over the past 35 years is set up a system of 40 to 80 major think tanks at the cost of about $4 billion over that period. They spend about $400 million a year right now. And those guys, they hire their best intellectuals and thinkers, and they have done very well getting their ideas out there. They've got people who specialize in putting them into language. And the result is they repeat them over and over until you think it's just normal. Free market, free market, free market. Well, what does that mean? It means, well, deregulation, privatization, over and over until it sounds almost normal. Tax relief sounds normal, like taxation is an affliction. And
More money for the rich.
Yeah.
Tax relief sounds better than giving rich people more money.
But that's exactly right. What it is actually giving rich people ordinary taxpayers' money. It's a transfer of wealth. But they don't want to call it. The only time they use the term transfer of wealth is when it's to the poor. They will call that transfer of wealth to the rich. And our guys just don't do it. I mean, take what's going on in Iraq.
Are we spending $400 million a year on it?
We're not spending $400 million a year on it.
Are we spending anything on it?
We've just begun to spend probably $20 million, something like that, recently.
Well, go ahead. You start to give us an example of your theory using Iraq as a press plate.
Well, I mean, look, George Bush actually said something true about 3 years ago. When he stood on the carrier and he said, mission accomplished, that meant the war was over. War is when you have two armies fighting over territory. We took the territory. And in 2003, the occupation began. And he became the occupation president. And when you're the occupation president...
Instead of the war president.
Right, well, but you see, if you're the occupation president, you don't have war powers. And the war powers should have been rescinded at that point. This is a major, major thing. Our troops were not prepared for an occupation. They were not trained to fight an occupation. They were trained to fight a war, which they did perfectly well. And then they were sent into a place and told that they were still fighting a war, which they were not prepared to do. They had not enough troops. They didn't know the language. Didn't know the culture. Didn't have the armor. Had no idea what they were getting into. When the military knew perfectly well that there was a civil war likely to break out if we did this, that they needed 300,000 to 500,000 troops to even minimally keep order there. This was understood in advance, and the administration basically betrayed our troops and the country by not even noticing that this was going to be an occupation on a totally different standard than conducting a war.
We're speaking to Professor George Lakoff from the University of Berkeley. His two books, Don't Think of an Elephant, and the new book, Whose Freedom, are available everywhere, of course, and Whose Freedom is brand new. He's with us on 960 The Quake.
Professor, how is it that this administration has gotten away with no reference to occupation at all in the body politic, not even any member of Congress of any significant stature refers to what's going on in Iraq as occupation?
Well, last week, Lynn Woolsey introduced a measure in Congress stating that all the reasons why it was an occupation and why the war powers should be rescinded. Nothing happened, of course. It probably wasn't even reported in the press, but Lynn Woolsey did that.
Be
because it's a war on terror, isn't it? Hasn't he just so? Which is an unlimited war on terror. You never know when you're done with the war on terror because there's always terror.
Not only that, it's not a real war. It's a metaphorical war. You're using a war metaphor.
It's like Cold War.
Yeah, like that. And only more so. You know, it's terror is a state of mind, you know, that war, you don't win the war on terror. What you're doing is talking about dealing with terrorism. It's like dealing with international organized crime, like fighting syndicates, unless they actually get armies and territories of the sort that Hezbollah was trying to do in Lebanon.
And, of course, the administration apparently has done a pretty good job of causing America to think in terms of Iraq as a war on an ongoing basis, regardless of George Bush's comments, mission accomplished.
Absolutely. And the Democrats have done nothing about this. Nothing.
What could the Democrats do about it?
There's a lot. And not only that, the Democrats around the country and progressives around the country could do a lot. First of all, you always use the word occupation whenever you talk about it. Secondly, you make an issue of the occupation, and you have everybody who believes that it is an occupation support Representative Woolsey's bill to take back the war powers.
And just call it the occupation of Iraq.
Yeah, then that's real, and now there's a reason why they don't. And the reason is politics. Do you want your son or nephew to be in an occupying army? You want them to die in the cause of occupation. Because you can't win an occupation. Occupation doesn't threaten us. This is not anything like that. If you have an occupation, they're not protecting us. And that's the important thing. Those kids are being sent over there told that they're protecting their hometowns. They're not. There's nothing to do with that. They're an occupying army, and it's not glorious or wonderful.
We're speaking with George Lakoff, the author of Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. We'll be taking your phone calls, your questions for Mr. Lakoff in the next segment. I'm wondering, how come the Republicans are so good at this? And the Democrats, because the Republicans got this thing right now, cut and run. They introduced it like 6 months ago. Everybody's been using it. Democrats have nothing to combat that with, like stay and die or lie and die. If every Democrat would say that over again, but they won't.
Well, first they won't, but it wouldn't help because it's buying into the same thing. When you buy into their war frame, you lose.
Uh-huh.
So let me explain this. What does cut and run mean? You say cut and run, and here's what comes up. We are fighting a war against evil. You got to be courageous and brave. You got to stand and fight.
Right, don't be cowardly.
Don't be cowardly. If you put your self-interest above the cause, you're a coward and you're immoral. You're cutting and running. Okay? That's what it says. Now, what does lie and die mean? Who's dying? Us. It's our self-interest. Stay and pay. Who's paying? Us. It's our self-interest. Jack Reed said, this is the Republican plan to stay in Iraq forever. Who's stuck there? Us. It's our self-interest. You're buying into the idea that if you're going for your self-interest, you know, you're cowardly and immoral. I mean,
You're playing their game.
You're playing their game as long as you accept the war. If it's a war, you cannot get out of their game. You have to sell the truth. Framing is about truth. This is a truth that must be told. It's a politically inconvenient truth because people don't want to think that their sons or nephews are being sent over for an occupying army. But it's true. And the sooner they understand that it's true, the sooner they want to pull them out.
John Kerry ran against George Bush, and the big issue was the war. Kerry opened his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention
reporting
for duty. He has never used the opportunity to address the issue of whether or not the war powers should be removed for what basically is an occupation, as you have described it. Why do you think John Kerry would allow himself, and he's a smart man, would allow himself to be lulled into addressing the issue from a war perspective rather than from an occupation perspective?
John Kerry is a very, very intelligent man. There's no question about that. But there's a kind of democratic disease that's around there called rationalism. it has to do with the fact that, you know, John Kerry went to college. He went to Yale, and took some political science courses, and if you do, one of the things that you're taught is that the basis of democracy is the Enlightenment and rationalism, the idea that everybody is equally rational, that it's our reason that makes us human, and that's why we can govern ourselves. We don't need, you know, religious leaders to govern us or kings. We can govern ourselves. And we're all equal, so we should be, since we're equally rational, we should have a democracy. Since it's irrational to be against your self-interest, we should have a government that governs for the self-interest of everybody, and so on. That's the general idea. But rationalism has four fallacies in the idea of reason, which comes from 1600s. The idea is all reason is supposed to be conscious. We know from cognitive science that's false. All reason is supposed to just fit the world, no metaphors, no frames in the world. We know people think really in terms of frames and metaphors. We're told that everybody thinks exactly the same way if they have the same reason. They don't. People have different worldviews, different cultural views. And, you know, these ideas are deadly because what happens if you believe it is you can think you just tell people the facts and the facts will set you free, and you just speak, you know, in the language everybody uses. That language is just transparent. Well, they say war, we'll use war. I mean, they got it wrong. And Kerry doesn't really deeply understand this.
My favorite was when Bill Clinton said the reason that Democrats disagree with each other is because we think. We are going to take your questions for Dr. George Lakoff, professor over at Berkeley of Linguistics. His new book is Who's Freedom? He's keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Standing by, John Scott in the newsroom. John, what's up?
Thank you, Will. 817 Quake weather today. Normal summer weather back in the Bay Area. Sunnies, 50s coast, 70s and 80s bay, upper 90s inland. The headlines this hour, the Iraqi prime minister is addressing a joint session of Congress at the moment. Comments from Nouri al-Maliki.
Let me begin by thanking the American people through you and on behalf of the Iraqi people for supporting our people in ousting dictatorship. Iraq will not forget those who stood with him and who continues to stand with her in times of need.
During the address, al-Maliki mentioned 9/11 as a tie to Saddam. He also said his country has tasted freedom and will defend it. We'll have more on the Prime Minister's address throughout the morning. Officials from the U.S., Europe, and Arab countries have agreed on the urgency of ending the fight between Israel and Lebanese militants, but a meeting in Rome with the Secretary of State Rice failed to deliver a ceasefire plan yet. U.S. Navy officials say that they might not tear down historic Hangar 1 at Moffett Field. That's that big monster building you see from 101 at the Moffett exit. This is giving new hope to preservationists who have fought to save that giant dirigible hangar as Mountain View's own national treasure. 1:30 this afternoon, San Jose Mayor Ron Gonzalez will be arraigned in Santa Clara County Superior Court, charged with conspiracy and bribery in connection with that garbage deal Gonzalez negotiated last year. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE. Or email them from the Contact Us page at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.com.
TheQuake.com, your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station.
We're here to start you up at 8:22 on Wednesday, July 26th. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. We're coming at you from San Francisco, live at the Vitale Hotel. And our guest this segment is George Lakoff, the author of Whose Freedom? And freedom is a word that got co-opted.
Exactly. You listen to George Bush's second inaugural address, and he uses the word freedom, free and liberty, 49 times in 20 minutes. And what's interesting about freedom is that, as a word, is that it's, and as an idea, it's what's called a contested concept. Like art. Everybody has a different idea of art. It's a necessarily contested concept, and we study that. That's my business. I'm a linguist. I'm a cognitive scientist. That's what I do. And one of the things about freedom and other contested concepts is that they all have an uncontested core. It's a part of freedom we all agree on. And then there are other parts where we disagree based on our values. And what this book does is show exactly what that uncontested core is, exactly what we agree on, and then what conservative values and progressive values give absolutely different and opposite ideas of what freedom is. For example, in the NSA spying issue, I believe that spying on millions of people is an imposition on freedom. George Bush believes that he's protecting our freedom. Totally different ideas about freedom. But one of the ways to tell about this is very interesting. If you look at the kinds of freedom that Americans have wanted to have expanded over the centuries, voting rights, we have expansion of that. Civil rights, expansion of our freedoms. Education is a freedom issue, freedom of access to knowledge and opportunity. We want expansion of it. Public health and health care, expansion of our freedoms in all kinds of ways. Worker rights, expansion of freedoms constantly, because if you are injured, it interferes with your freedom. If you look at that, that tells you that the traditional notion of freedom, what Americans demand, is progressive freedom. And if you look at the NSA spying cases, notice nobody is asking for more of George Bush's kind of freedom. Nobody says, more spying, I want you to spy more and more on me, more and more on everybody, that's more freedom. Nobody says that, right? It's the other idea. They say, well, maybe you have to do it, maybe it'll protect us, but do the minimum. Take it back as soon as you can, etc. You know, they want personal freedom, freedom from the spying. And that is a major difference. And there are dozens and dozens of these differences that come up.
Except that, from the perspective of voting, there does not appear to be a majority response by the public when they cast their votes for the freedoms, as you describe them. They seem to be far more comfortable with the one who discusses freedom from the standpoint of protecting freedom rather than enjoying freedom. How would a Democrat deal with that?
Well, a Democrat has to actually say what they mean. They have to understand and get the idea out there of what real freedom is about from the traditional American perspective. We have a bunch of radicals in the White House who are taking back traditional American freedoms, who have an idea of freedom that is anything but what we grew up with. And the Democrats have to say that over and over. And I don't mean just the candidates, and I don't mean just the office holders. We need to have a chorus out there, just as the Republicans have. The Republicans have spokesmen all over the country. They have bookers booking these guys on TV. 80% of the talking heads on TV are conservatives booked by booking agencies.
The number's even higher among those on radio.
Oh, on radio it's unbelievable, right? But there's a lot
and
of...
And they all have the same talking points, too, which is why you get that echo chamber.
Exactly. They have a network that sends it out. We're about to, at the Rockridge Institute, to put out a handbook called Thinking Points. It is about...
Instead of talking points,
instead
thinking
of talking points. Thinking points. Why? Because conservatives have gotten their ideas out there. They've worked them out through their think tanks. And we've been working out exactly what a progressive vision is. Progressives know in their gut what's right and what's wrong. They know in their gut what their ideas are, but they haven't been able to articulate them. And the conservatives couldn't do this in 1964 when Goldwater lost. It's through all those think tanks that they figured it out. And what we've been doing is figuring it out, too, for us. And we're getting the word out as of mid-September with Thinking Points.
Quickly, the biggest challenge in this electoral cycle appears to be one word, immigration.
Yes.
I see the confusion in the eyes and the souls of Democrats. And I see clarity in the eyes and souls of most Republicans. How can that be?
Because of what is called issue-defining frames. If you say, we have a problem called illegal immigration, that says that the problem lies with the immigrants, the people coming across the border. If you say, we have an illegal employer problem, then the problem lies with the people employing them. Now, it turns out that it's the employment that's illegal. And it's easier to find the employers than to find the people being employed.
Yeah.
It's easier to charge them. It's easier to control them, especially if they're hiring lots of people. Like Halliburton, for example, is hiring huge numbers of illegal immigrants to clean up military bases in Louisiana. You can find them very easily. They're on military bases. You know, we know where
they're in the city
is.
Of New Orleans as well.
Sure.
Calling it Nuevo Orleans.
Right. Well, this is the point. You have that. It's easy to find the employers, and if we have an illegal employer problem, notice what happens. Then there are no jobs. If you really put the employers in jail or you find them appropriately, then if people can't come over here and get the jobs, they'll go home. You don't need, big fences or anything like that. You don't need security. The people are coming here for jobs. If they don't have the jobs, they'll go back.
We have a caller who has a question for you. Vance in San Francisco, do you have a question for Dr. Lakoff?
Yes, Dr. Lakoff, hi. I come out of Stanford some years ago in neurolinguistics. I've been watching this language thing and how poorly the Democrats do it. Going back to your use of the word something like freedom, right now I'm canvassing for the DNC, and... I've just basically had to take over how I present ideas at the door, such as a word like freedom, in order to combat this blank that the Republicans use. In other words, you say the word freedom, everybody can fill it in. Where I actually enumerate, when I say freedom, does this mean this for you? Does it mean that for you? And try and bring out the underlying concept that it's painful for the person I'm talking to.
Do you have
so
a question?
So they can compare it against the Republicans and what they're doing.
Look, that's exactly right. What you need to do in that is talk about freedom from what? Freedom from ignorance. Freedom from illness. Is that an issue for you? I mean, if you are interested in freedom from want and freedom from illness, you address poverty, you address health care.
That's Roosevelt's four freedoms, isn't it?
Exactly right. Roosevelt was right on with these things. And, there is also freedom to do things and so on. The question is, what kinds of freedom do you want and what does it mean to you? What is freedom about? Let's take a question of taxes, which is a very big question in freedom. Janice Rogers Brown calls taxation slavery because, in terms of freedom, what you're doing is if you take someone's property away, you're taking away their freedom. Money gives you more freedom, right? Well, think about it another way. We use the Commonwealth. We used to call states commonwealths because of this great idea. We put together the Commonwealth for the common good to build an infrastructure that everybody can use and that each person needs for whatever they're doing. They build roads, we build schools. But in addition to that, we have in the federal government, our taxpayers pay to support our banking system, to have an SEC to support our stock market, to have courts to support contracts and so on. You cannot...
Meat inspectors,
inspectors at all. They're cutting back on those, by the way.
No.
Bush is cutting back on them. He
had an inspector.
Yes. but the big thing is you cannot start a business or make any money in business without using the Commonwealth. Nobody makes it alone on this country. There are no self-made men. And it is the Commonwealth through taxation that gives you freedom.
Thank you for joining us, sir. George Lakoff, his new book is Whose Freedom? The Battle Over America's Most Important Idea. The Rockridge Institute is where you can go. RockridgeInstitute.org. Org, of course, because they're nonprofit. Just as we are here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Coming up, we'll have the lovely and talented Miss Randy Rhodes will join us here on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:32 and 9:60 The Quake. I'm John Scott. News headlines coming up after traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to you by the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Danville crash. At least one lane blocked on 680 southbound before Diablo Road. This is new. CHP will update in a couple of minutes. 13 northbound before you get off on the Joaquin Miller Road off-ramp. A car flipped over down the embankment now. There's some curiosity brake lights past that. Truck and a motorcycle crashed, was blocking, now cleared from 242 southbound after Concord Ave, but it's slow from 4 up there. There's a stall on the incline of the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Crews know about it. They'll get it out of there pretty quick. The metering lights are on. The backup is about to the 880 overcross at last check. Hyundai, with the Hyundai Challenge, is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 8:30 on 960 The Quake. Normal summer weather back in the Bay Area. Sunny, 50s coast, 70s and 80s Bay, and we hope only upper 90s inland. Iraqi's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is addressing a joint session of Congress this hour, thanking America for helping bring freedom to his nation. And while he was saying that, then there was the heckler. Had some sound I wanted to play for you, not available at the moment. The Prime Minister was delivering a speech and someone, a woman or two people, up in the gallery of the House chambers yelled down, say, bring the troops home now. There was some slight applause, we would expect, from some Democrats in the audience. The President of the Senate called for a calm for a moment, and the hecklers were removed by Capitol Police. We'll have more from al-Maliki throughout the morning and some points from his speech. Reasons you won't see President Bush assisting in Governor Schwarzenegger's campaign for re-election. A new field poll shows that the president's approval ratings in California remain near an all-time low. The field poll shows 32% of Californians approve of the president's job performance. The Oak to Ninth housing development in Oakland has been placed in the crosshairs of some legal action. Two citizen groups have filed suits to stop or force changes in the plans. One group wants more open space. Another lawsuit has been filed in an attempt to preserve an 80-year-old warehouse. The Washington State Supreme Court has upheld that state's ban on gay marriage. If the court had overturned the 1998 Defense of Marriage Act, Washington would have joined Massachusetts as the only states to allow gay couples to marry. Work crews from the Santa Clara County Vector Control District are going to go knocking on doors of some people who they believe have dirty swimming pools. Using aerial photographs, authorities identified at least 70 dirty pools they think are breeding grounds for mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
The Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young Freedom of Speech 06 Tour is coming. And 960 The Quake has got your tickets courtesy of Air America Radio. Log on to quakeradio.com for show information and to win tickets.
So you just went and bought a red convertible without even asking me?
Uh-huh.
And you had an HD radio installed?
Yep.
Are you that bad?
Visit HDradio.com.
960 The Quake, the state of our union, with one difference. We tell the truth.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. here live on 960 The Quake from the left ventricle of the heart of San Francisco. And we have, as a guest, it'll be great to talk to her, the host S of the 4 to 8 o'clock hour here on 960 The Quake, Ms. Randy Rhodes. How are you doing, Randy?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here, man.
Hi, Will and Willie.
Hello, Randy. Willie Brown here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm concerned, but I'm good.
Well, Condoleezza Rice is over in Rome.
Let her stay there. That's where Ferragamo is.
That's what Willie said. She's over there buying some new products.
Good for you, Willie.
We had Jeffrey Kuhner on earlier today from Inside Magazine in Washington, D.C., and he gave us an unfolded the cover story from his publication that indicated that there's a major war inside of the Bush administration over who shall control the foreign policy for that administration. Will it be those who are advocating diplomacy for the resolution to issues in the Middle East, or will it be those who are the war hawks that thinks that Iraq, Iran, and North Korea ought to be treated equally in terms of the use of military force, and that Gingrich is the poster child for one? Have you been observing this closely, and do you have a view on it?
Oh, God, yes. No, it's Cheney. Cheney is in charge of all foreign policy. Cheney's in charge of all domestic policy. The idea that there are people who operate on a level that is so above our heads that we don't vote for them, we don't know them, we don't hear from them, they're not required to speak to Congress, they're not required to speak to us. That's the cabal that runs essentially this world right now, and Cheney is right at the head of this pimple. I mean, if we can't squeeze him out in by changing Congress and holding them accountable for what they've already done, then you're going to see more of the expansion of this war that they have going on. I mean, it's almost a holy war. The neocons and they've got complete and utter control on our foreign policy, and nobody voted for them.
And they obviously ran Powell out of government.
And they're going to run Condi out too, you'll see. The conservatives already today are making noises about how they want Condi out of there. There's going to be a war inside the conservative party. Right now, you see Arnold won't appear with Bush. This is an epidemic across the country. There are so many. John Thune, who's in charge of getting the incumbent Republican senators reelected, said, look, if you're running, if I were you, I wouldn't appear with this guy. Nobody likes him. It's a negative for you. Just run away. Let him do the fundraising. Take the money in the middle of the night. Don't take your picture with him. I mean, it's incredible that the guy who, started this whole thing by selling it to us, I mean, I never for a minute thought he dreamt this up or thought about this, but the guy who sold it to us, you can't take a picture with him, or else you lose. I mean, nobody likes what's going on. Everybody understands what's going on. Is basically, we've lost over 2,500 soldiers. We've lost 10 times that many in horrible amputations. We've spent $300 billion. We're going to double that. We're sending 7,000 more soldiers to Iraq, by the way, to stage for the next wars. We changed regimes in Iraq 3 times, and what have we accomplished? We toppled Saddam Hussein, and now Iraq is under the influence of Iran. I mean, if you believe in checks and balances, Iraq was the check on Iran.
And now the only guy who can handle Ahmadinejad is currently undisposed. Well, we're speaking with Randy Rhodes.
If America had hostile soldiers, let's just say, Saudis, who attacked us on 9/11. Let's say we had them massing on the Canadian border and massing on the Mexican border. Wouldn't we pick the craziest guy we could, the most militant guy we could?
To deal
with exactly what Iran did. I mean, what's really sad is the young Iranians, 60% of the population of Iran, wants the West. They like the West. When they reached out to the West, they literally reached out to Europe. And when they reached out to Europe and America and said, okay, we're done with the mullahs, who, by the way, have a 3% approval rating there. No one likes them. And we want to modernize Iran. We want to, pick our husbands. If we want to wear a hijab, we'll wear a hijab. If we don't want to wear a hijab, we won't. We want to be doctors and lawyers. We want an education. We want. When they reached out to the West, they probably thought we would send them some Bengals videos and, you know, a couple of good movies. And instead, we sent them war.
Speaking with Randy Rhodes here on 960 The Quake, her show can be heard here every day, Monday through Friday, between 4 and 8.
What's your take on the dispute between Israel and Lebanon?
Well, you know, the dispute isn't between Israel and Lebanon. The dispute is with Hezbollah. And the idea that we're attacking Lebanese civilians and that Hezbollah is attacking Israeli civilians is such a bizarre instance. I mean, I cannot believe what we've done to Beirut. I don't know how many people realize how many Maronite Christians there are in Beirut. I don't understand, you know, why people just sit back, relax, and watch the show and don't understand that Lebanon just had a democratic election. You know, they say Israel's the only democracy in the Middle East. That is completely not true. Lebanon is a democracy, and they voted a nice moderate guy in there, a secular guy. The guy before him, Mr. Hariri, was assassinated, and he built Beirut from, you know, the ruins of their civil war into the Paris of the Middle East. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful city, and they've just destroyed it. Now, how does that win hearts and minds?
What are you going to be talking about on your show, Randy, today?
Sorry?
What's happening on your show today? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, you know, I'm a little upset. I saw a press release from the UN yesterday that said that Israel had purposely targeted the UN observers yesterday, that America, Israel had been in constant contact with the UN observation post, and that it was particularly targeted and that they killed these UN observers. To me, it's just the ultimate act of aggression. I mean, this just blows my mind. I suspected it could be true, but when I read it on a UN press release, I was stunned. I got to tell you, I know the United States and Israel don't like the United Nations, but you don't start killing peacekeepers and observers.
Well, we'll be listening. You're here every day on 960 The Quake between the hours of 4 and 8.
I love The Quake. I want to say good morning to my friend Rhonda, who listens every day in Fremont.
Well, hello, Rhonda. And thanks for joining us, Randy Rhodes.
Keep doing it, Will and Willie. We love you.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, lady. Right now, we're going to go to the studio, the new studio. John Scott has the new news.
Thank you, Will. 847 at 960 The Quake. Sunny and seasonal today after a long, hot spell. Bay Area highs today, 50s coast, 70s and 80s around the bay and upper 90s inland. Here's the headlines this hour. Iraq's prime minister says the ink-stained fingers of Iraqi voters testify to the determination of Iraq to resist terrorism and embrace democracy. It was all a things-are-pretty-rosy speech to a joint session of Congress. He told members of the House and Senate that he knows some question Iraq's resistance to terrorism, an apparent response to critics who complain that al-Maliki hasn't spoken out against fellow Shiites in the Lebanese battles with Israel. His comments were briefly interrupted this morning by a heckler.
Over fear.
A woman in the spectators section shouted for U.S. troops to be brought home from Iraq. We thought it was Cindy Sheehan for a moment. It sounded like her. She is unidentified. She was removed by Capitol Police. Washington State's highest court has upheld a ban on gay marriage in the latest defeat for supporters of same-sex marriage. The state Supreme Court ruled the lawmakers have the power to restrict it to straight couples only. South Bay TiVo, the digital video recorder makers, are setting up a new unit to track how we look at commercials. The reports from the new division will show advertisers and ad agencies how, as he put it, commercial content is viewed and consumed and zipped by on a second-by-second basis. We still have several thousand outages for PG&E customers around the Bay Area, still without power. After many, many transformers blew during the heat wave, crews working 24/7, they are going to try, a spokesman said, to have everybody hooked up in the next 24 hours. Tell us about what you think of the news of the day. You can call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email them from the Contact Us page of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
This is Ed Schultz on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do?
Every day on the 960 The Quake, we take this moment to query the mayor on a subject of import of national and international and local. And he answers us with all the wisdom and sagacity that his years of experience have given him in a segment we call What Would Willie Do? Now, earlier, Mr. Mayor, we had a guest, Professor George Lakoff, who spoke of the Republic's discipline in echoing the party line and the daily distillation of the talking points. How you go about herding the cats that are the Democrats into a unified voice?
I don't believe that there's any possibility of turning the Democrats into a one-note samba group. I think that the Democrats, by their nature, utters whatever words they wish to utter whenever they wish to utter of those words. I think around individual candidacies, you can sometimes get people on the same message page, but it will not be a party doing it. It would be an individual candidacy doing it. When Bill Clinton, for an example, decided to wipe out welfare as we know it, there were the machinatives in the all kinds of reaction by Democrats who have been pro-welfare since the days of Roosevelt. And they were totally and completely threatened by Bill Clinton's utterances. Those utterances never became part of the common message unit offered by Democrats. Yet the results proved to be very beneficial, not only to the recipients, but as well to those in the party structure who wanted to defang the Republicans, who constantly attacked them for being soft on welfare cheaters. He moved the word away from welfare cheaters to getting rid of welfare as we know it. He moved the hostility away from welfare cheaters, therefore wipe out welfare completely, but to a rational modification of welfare. A very clever use of words and phrases by one individual that did not elicit total and complete acceptance from all of the party members, but did achieve a certain goal. That's around one person and one candidacy. I think that is the most Democrats can ever hope for, cooperation and consistency of message around one candidacy. Mr. Angelides currently suffers from the absence of such a message, although his most recent commercial, where he is constantly trying to remind people that he is a leader, not an actor, is gaining some amusement among people. People are actually grabbing the phrase and having a little bit of fun with it. Phil Mateer last night on Channel 4 talked about the new generation of this particular actor and the script that he's using as distinguished from the script he used last fall. All of that emanates in primarily from the phrase, a leader, not an actor. And so far, there's been no counter to it from the incumbent administration or from the current governor. There probably will be, because his people are pretty talented. But as of now, at least leader, not actor, is beginning to be a theme that could be uttered and replicated in 80 assembly districts, 40 Senate districts by Democrats all over the state as they pursue efforts to wipe out the governor. I would assume also that if we're talking about delivering the message and having all Democrats on the same playing page, we'd better learn to do it in Mandarin and in Spanish. Otherwise, there will not be the consistency of quality results we so desire. That's how Willie would do it.
And that's what would Willie do, which is a regular segment every day at the same time here, the last segment of the 8 o'clock hour.
And there's never any applause when I finish.
I know. How come you don't get applause?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I think this canned applause for the burst of durst is consistent with what is not real about
we
this show.
You just set it up that
it's
way.
Not the, I know
it's
that, but that's what's not
it.
Real about this show.
Oh, man.
I'm in total and complete protest. I'm in total and complete denial.
I think you're in denial. I do.
Well, I have you know that when I talk to Condi Rice tomorrow,
I'm gonna, and he will be.
I'm going to try for a photograph with her so those internet types who are out there claiming that she warned me will finally see us
keeping
together.
Keeping it real. Will and Willie, 960 of the Court.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about...